Hey everybody, it's been a while since I've posted one of these, but I have something to rant about, so I figured I'd go ahead and do it here. What I'm going to talk about is WordPress and accessibility. And the short answer to that is it's pretty much going downhill. I've been using WordPress since 2005, and I think it was at version, it was either 1.2 or 1.5 when I started using WordPress, and I think it was 1.2. And at the time, it was very accessible. It was, infinitely usable. Still had a lot of features. And it was great. I loved it. And I still think that WordPress is a great platform for, if you just want to build a blog, or even if you just want to build a simple website, or in some cases, even if you want to build complex websites, if you know what you're doing with it, you can do a lot of customization and set up to where so that your site doesn't look like it's a WordPress site unless it says at the bottom, powered by WordPress. However, and I suppose this started when widgets were first introduced. This is kind of when accessibility really started to go downhill. Before widgets, if you wanted to add something to a sidebar, you had to put in various bits of PHP code or WordPress template tags or something like that to add things to sidebars, which was fine for me because as long as I could get the code, I could paste it into the sidebar file, and it was fine. Then widgets got introduced, and some of them are accessible and some of them are not. Fortunately, the widget screen does have an accessibility screen option. However, the thing that I've run into tonight is using the WordPress Jetpack plugin, which includes WordPress.com stats and sharing options so that you can share posts and media and whatnot to various services like Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and whatnot. And what I'm running into on this particular screen is that you have to drag and drop services that you want to use. Really? Does it have to be drag and drop? Do you mean to tell me that you can't, check boxes for services that you want to add and then, have configure links or something like that? That's just kind of ridiculous. I mean, I understand that this is supposed to be for the masses and that you have to, set it up to where everybody can use it, but I mean, really? Drag and drop, I think, is just a little bit too much. It's ridiculous. So, the also the other thing that I've run into this weekend is WordPress and website, or rather, browser-specific pages, where if you're not using a specific version of Internet Explorer, notably 9, you will get a message on a lot of configuration pages that says, "Please switch to Firefox or Safari." And I might be able to see that if maybe I was using Internet Explorer 6 or something, 5 or 6, or maybe even 7, but I'm using Internet Explorer 8. This machine is running Windows XP, so it can't be updated to Internet Explorer 9. I tried, and I got a message from Windows Update saying that you can only use Internet Explorer 9 with Windows 7 or Windows XP or Windows Vista. Which means I'm limited. I have a Windows 7 computer, but then that means that if I want to do any WordPress configuration reliably, I am limited to one computer instead of being able to do it from, any of them. And I think that that's, I mean, I understand that every browser can't be supported, but I'm only one version behind. And I would think that just because it's not version 9, that it should still work. But either way, even if I have to use Internet Explorer 9, the message should come up and say, "Okay, either use Internet Explorer 9 or your browser's out of date," instead of, specifically use Firefox or Safari. Because I think that is almost like the issue.